fire is burning away things and making more room for God to occupy. But how desperately I want to hold on to some of those things that have been poisoned to me. When I was nearing the end of the book, it had all but taken over my life. I couldn't sleep. The words wouldn't stop, even in my dreams. I was consumed with it. I needed to know how it would end. I needed to get it out of me and release it. But the fire burns on. And I expect this is the new normal. That if I want this kind of relationship with God, it really will ruin me for anything less than all of Him. But I can tell you from a little further down the path that it's going to be worth it. This is how we were meant to live. Understanding what a relationship with God isn't and what it could be might just be the missing puzzle piece that completes our lives. I'm praying for you. One more thought. I've watched with amusement as many theological battles have been waged during the last few years, some of them pretty nasty. It's not as if this is a new thing, but I suppose the interconnected world we live in makes it more pervasive and disruptive. The truth